Brian. I'm going back to some old The Brian Kelly Show mainstays. These are my love this bumper music, especially when I'm talking education. We're going to get into some education right here. You're listening to us on two different elliptical areas in the southern swath of Wisconsin. We're hanging out here in Waukesha on 540 AM and 101 FM, The Shaw. You're also Evan over there. Luke and Brian is, you know, we're now Luke Evans. Evan is over in Madison on 92.7 FM as well as 1580 AM. And that's Devil Radio. You can check us out on the Devil Radio app. You can download that wherever you hunt for your apps in your Apple Store or app-all store. In any case, you get to choose the Waukesha side or the Madison side. So give us a call, 844-967-2789. We just talked about the potential legalization of marijuana. We're still waiting to see what the Senate does. At least we'll know that they'll take up the bill, because if Mitch McConnell was still there as the majority leader, it would not even see the light of day, nor would it get debated, talked about, or even brought up whatsoever.
Nothing would bring him more joy than to see this die.
These are things you need to think about with this, with every election. Right now, people are going to the voting booths this Tuesday. If you want to know what's on your ballot, go to myvote.wi.gov. I encourage you to make sure you are registered. I encourage you to bring your ID when you go. And I encourage you to make sure you vote. Whichever way you vote, make sure you do. Right now, there's a lot of school boards that are up. And the right are pushing a lot of their candidates on school boards. And there's a lot of people that there are a lot of ripple effects from that. I mean, the last couple years, basically, with the pandemic, you've had a lot of people getting a little bit overly involved in their school boards, which, again, one of my laments after the 2016 election, you know, people were getting so upset that Trump won and really, you know, really for the first time experienced, like, you know, a political event, you know, of a major proportions and stuff. And I kept on reminding everybody that no matter who won, Trump or Hillary Clinton, they're not going to keep your lights on. They're not going to keep the water running. They're not going to fix your roads. Those aren't the ones fixing the potholes in your streets. You know, people get really, really upset about people get what happened in the election, but they forget that they don't even know who their mayor is or who's on their school board. So again, getting involved in the school board, I don't have a problem with. It's the threats, the shouting, and the pushing of just outright lies about what goes on in the classroom. And if you want to know what goes on in your classroom, I encourage you to get involved with your teacher. If your child has talk to any of your teachers, they want to have your involvement. I have a messenger app with my teacher, with my daughter's teacher, and I check in with her every now and then, just to nothing bad, just to give her a hey, you know, just want to let you know I'm here and whatever you need, let me know, that type of stuff.
Yeah,
that goes a long way. And I bring you had something to say, Evan?
No.
Oh,
I'm
okay.
I'm just here. I'm in your shadow.
I
supporting you.
I do. I'm a large man. I just have a lot of shadow, and I don't want to, you know, step on your face too much, accidentally anyway. If I do it, I want it to be on purpose, and I want you to know that it is.
Yes, but, yes.
Accidental stuff still hurts. In any case, I want to read this little blurb here, and it's a good transition from our marijuana conversation into the education thing. And then I want to read a little bit from a friend of mine. I won't let you know who that is. So here's a quote from Stephen King that she posted. How much courage does it take to fire up your tractor and plow under a crop you spent 6 or 7 years growing? How much courage to go on and do that after you spent all the time finding out how to prepare the soil and when to plant and how much water and when to reap? How much just to say, I have to quit these peas. Peas are no good for me. I better try corn and beans. How hard is that? And just to up and change because you know that what you are doing isn't helping. And I use that as transition from the, you know, crops talk, mm-hmm. from marijuana, but also to talk about education, because my friend is walking away from her job as an educator. She is a hell of a teacher. She's a passionate woman. And I think the utmost of her, and she's leaving education, and it breaks my heart. I don't even know the specifics, but she kind of leaves some hints here, and I'm going to leave out anything that identifies her. The point isn't to identify her. I just want to share a real story from a real person that I know that I really do care about, and that type of thing.
And that's a microcosm of a real problem, man. Mm-hmm. We're losing the drivers. We're losing the truly passionate people at really frightening rates. I mean,
actually do the work of what people get upset about doing. You know, they talk about indoctrinating kids. Most of these people are just trying to get through the day. There's a lot between manipulating kids and trying to get through the day. And able to manipulate kids and to indoctrinate them with some sort of odd belief, you have to be able to be in a position where you can think about even doing that in the first place. And most teachers, if you ever get a chance to talk to them, aren't. Let me tell you what my friend says. Just walked out of my office for the last time. The excitement about what's next doesn't yet outweigh the incredible sadness, heartbreak that I've been fighting with. I left a lot of jobs in my life, and I've always started jobs knowing that I was going to leave because I wasn't home yet, because I wasn't done finding my place. I wasn't done growing in my career until 3 years ago when I landed back and accepted a position. I was doing exactly what I was meant to do, right where I wanted to do it. And then that changed. And it's been devastating. Not ready to share all the why, and it doesn't, but it's enough to say that I was no longer allowed to do my job the way I know it is best for my teachers and their students. So I had to walk away, as so many who work in education are doing. Teachers, keep fighting the good fight, but remember to take care of yourselves. Fellow administrators, do the same. Sometimes we forget that we have the right to be supported by our supervisors and to be treated with kindness and respect. And that's from a real teacher, a real educator, and somebody who I know personally gives a crap, who's in it for the kids, not to indoctrinate. In fact, they'd rather have somebody come to whatever conclusions they come to, just as long as they thought about it correctly before they got there. I mean, I'm still in touch with most of the English department of the high school I moved to from. I moved from New Hampshire to Michigan in the middle of my senior year of high school, or right between junior year and senior year that summer. So the last year of high school, I'm starting off playing football for the first time. Mm-hmm. Never played the first 3 years, but big kid, might as well get him involved in something. If he's too tired, he won't think about all the stuff that just happened to him.
Yeah.
And the English department, you know, they kind of took me in and said, oh, okay, let's get this big giant kid on stage. He needs to do something like that. And they kind of took me under their wing and that type of thing. And I still talk to them. But they also talk to a bunch of kids that disagree with me as well. They talk to kids still from all spectrums of thought, political thought, different races, religions. They just care about their well-being, and that they're making the best choices they can for their lives and their families.
And they're seeing this ground roots movement moving up, trying to usurp them, trying to usurp that passion of theirs and replace it with something truly degenerate.
They're being accused of grooming children.
Man.
Do you know how... I don't even know what to say to that. They're being accused of grooming children. So when I was in New Hampshire, right, I went to, I don't know if you've ever read the book or seen the movie with John McGinley, The Chocolate War.
No.
It's about a prep school, all boys prep school. I happened to go to the school it's based on, and I knew a lot of the people that the story is based on, right? I went there the year it turned co-ed, which is an interesting story anyway. But I went through all the Catholic schools in that city in New Hampshire, Nashua, right? And a couple of the teachers, including some of the brothers there, including some of my junior high teachers, are now in jail. They were filming things in locker rooms, other stuff like that. So I've also experienced... This didn't happen to me. Please don't misunderstand what I'm saying, and I'm not at all, you know, trying to be minimize anybody who actually has, because that is absolutely awful.
Yeah.
And I'm glad those people are in jail. They absolutely deserve to be. But even then, they still actually gave a crap about education. I mean, I don't know. I don't know what I'm trying to get with from there. But my point is, I've actually experienced people who do that type of thing, and it's not teaching someone about a different history of the United States. It's not about, oh no, it's okay to have, you know, three names. Like, it doesn't. It's not about trying to make somebody into something else. Actual grooming, actual predatory conduct is not what they're accusing them of. It's not the behavior that they're accusing them of. It's not how it works. And it actually angers me, because that's it makes accusing teachers of trying to groom people because they're trying to make them okay for being gay if they want to be, or if they are, I mean.
Mm-hmm.
You know, people, that's the whole point of being an educator, is not only teaching, but helping kids become themselves. And if you're going to equate having someone say, you're gay and I love you, you're bi and I love you, you're trans and I love you, and that's coming from an educator, that's not grooming.
No.
That's accepting someone.
And
if you're going to, if you're going to conflate that with actually grooming someone, that's where I get upset about it. Because it's not.
And you had mentioned something just now, you know, the purpose of school. Why do we send children to school? And you're 100% correct. Yes, history is important. Arithmetic, algebra, this stuff, it matters. And you'll find yourself in situations where you need to use it. Because, but it's about building that society. It's about learning how to interact with people who are different from you and not getting derailed by bigoted ambitions in your mind.
Yeah. It's not about it. Again, it's not about what political philosophy you end up getting to. It's about using the reality to get there.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Because it had a lot of these parents that are, quite frankly, just screaming at school boards and getting mad, and now being backed by political parties to run for school boards that just don't know what they are talking about, because they were never educated in trying to ground yourself in a reality before you jump to a conclusion.
It seems like kind of a short-circuited effort to get people involved in local politics. People get really worked up about, you know, QAnon conspiracies involving child abuse. It tugs at something, you know, it tugs at their lizard brain and really gets them motivated to quote-unquote do something.
Look, it does for me. You mentioned child abuse to anyone, and the first thing they want to do is just beat up somebody.
Yeah.
And the worst thing that we have done, and this is not something new. Gosh, this is not something new. Look back what they did. The marginalization of the LGBTQ community is just ridiculously stupid and horrible. And for way too long have they equated it with predatory behavior and things like that. Yep. And I got to tell you, there's one group of people who are completely obsessed with other people's genitals. And that's the Republican
Party.
That's
what I'm saying, man.
I have never seen people who are more obsessed with other people's genitals than the Republican Party. And talk about wanting to be in, like, have government out of your personal lives. Oh, what is genital legislation?
I mean, the irony is so thick, my anemia is cured. I'm almost to the point that I'm starting to think it's peeking through. Some of the most ignorant people I know are starting to get tangled up in the confusion of the messaging that they're expected to take in.
But don't be surprised. I mean, you know, telling people what to do with their genitals has gone all the way back to, I don't know, since the written word was even put down in the first place.
Don't tell me what to do.
Genital mutilation!